You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
All right, if you want to reach out, there's a couple of ways to do it, correct, Jeremy?
Yeah, buddy. Go to mix100.com. That's the station's website. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link there at the top. Or Facebook. Gosh, we reply all morning to our Facebook messages. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
I got two follow-ups for you. One of them is a follow-up from something we actually read back in August. So this has been 4 months ago, but It was the note from Eve talking about how her boyfriend set up a meeting with her parents to ask for their blessing because he wanted to propose, and the parents said no.
Right.
They didn't think that we should get married, and Eve saying, so now what?
Yeah. Do you just go through with it?
And it's interesting. She's 24, he's 28, unless they've had birthdays since August. And they'd been together for about 4 years at that point. Listeners, as I recall, the note that I made on here was we're pretty much split on this. Some were like, screw those parents, just go get married. And others were like, no, you got to follow, you know,
respect.
So Eve wrote back. Let me just read this whole thing. Dom and Jeremy, a few months ago, I wrote to you about how my boyfriend wanted to propose, but he started by asking my parents for their blessing, and they told him no. Anyway, you guys and your listeners had a lot of good suggestions, and we spent a long time trying to repair the damage with my parents. And my boyfriend was so cool about it and didn't get angry. We've seen my parents a few times during the virus lockdown, and everyone's been polite, maybe a little chilly at times, but everyone's been very well behaved. Well, my boyfriend and I decided we were going to just go ahead and get married in September of 2021. But before we could even tell my parents, they had us both over for dinner and said they'd been very impressed with us and how we've handled everything. And they said they've changed their minds and now are happy to give their blessing.
Oh, that's a beautiful moment.
Well, listen to this. Dom and Jeremy, I cried for like an hour. And my boyfriend even teared up a bit. But it's all good. So now we're getting married in September, and my parents are on board, and everyone's happy. Just wanted to let you know how it worked out. I love your show so much and appreciate the way you let people tell their stories. Thanks. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2021.
Oh,
that's for me.
Congratulations, Eve.
What's the moral of that story, would you say,
weren't they just going to do it anyway?
Yes, but there's a huge but there. The but is that nobody was like, hey, screw you guys. Nobody was like, well, we're getting married without you.
And they were very kind and courteous about the whole thing. But then they were like, well, we're still going to get married in September. So we're still going to go through with it.
Yeah, but maybe I still like the way, especially the boyfriend handled it.
Yeah,
he didn't get bent out of shape. He was mature about it, and it won the parents over.
Yeah, he's like, we'll just let it ride for a while, and then after this crappy year, maybe it was kind of eye-opening to the parents, you know?
Yeah.
There's love here. We got to let the love spread.
Nurture it.
Oh, now they're going to cry. She's going to cry for like an hour.
Hey, quit making fun of them.
That's a beautiful story.
I think it is a beautiful story.
It's beautiful.
Even though you're cold and
cold-hearted
and calloused,
I just was looking at it like, well, we're still going to get married anyway, so.
Well, I know, but it wasn't like that, though.
It's nice of the parents.
You would have gotten married anyway if Nicole's father had said no.
Hells yes, I would have.
See,
I told you before, I don't think they wanted us to get married. I had a vibe. I had a very strong vibe.
Listen, if I'm Nicole's parents, I don't want her marrying you either.
But I showed them.
Ha, 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 ha. You've turned out to be a pretty good husband.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The other follow-up is from, she never wanted us to use her name. We called her Trisha. This was the story about the woman who, she heard us on the show talking about how people were hiding cash from their spouse. She said it was funny because just the night before she heard us talking about that, she'd found a big hidden stash of money out in the garage. She said she was just out in the garage looking for, I think it was a screwdriver.
That's right.
And she opens up a drawer, and suddenly there's a wad of money. It turned out to be $6,300 in cash.
That's right. Yeah.
And when she wrote to us, she goes, I haven't said anything to my husband about this yet.
She was like,
because he obviously didn't
want
me to know.
Yeah.
My question is, do you say something when you find that, or you just act like you don't know?
Do you have the results on that? Because, man, we got a ton of phone calls on that one, if I recall.
Listeners were all, my notes are that listeners were split on this, but many, this is what I do remember. I'm glad I made a note though, because it says many of our listeners either wanted her to spy on him or hide the money from him. Do you remember that?
Yes, because then he would have to come to her and kind of be like, hey, I had all this money. Do you know where it is? And kind of turn the tables and make him come forward, you know? Oh, that's funny.
This one has a really interesting follow-up because she wrote to us. She even signed it Trisha because she liked the name we gave her. She put Trisha in quotation marks.
All right.
So I guess she remembered what we called her. Hey, Dom and Jeremy, I'm so sorry I haven't gotten back with you about the money things. Oh, and this was originally in November. It was November 30th, so about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Dom and Jeremy, I'm so sorry I haven't gotten back with you about the money. Things got crazy, but here's what happened. After you talked about this on your show, I still was nervous about asking my husband. But after a day or two, I finally just brought it up as casually as possible. Like, hey, I was just looking for a screwdriver and I sort of found this money.
All right.
Check this out. He just stared at me for a moment, then got up, took my hand, and led me out to the garage. But he went to a completely different place and pulled out another box, and this one had another roll of cash. Then he took me to the basement, where he had another box with more money. Altogether, it was about $21,000.
Nice finds.
He says he's saved money like this for years, even before he met me, and likes to keep it for emergency purposes. He says he would have told me eventually, but thought it would be a nice surprise if we ever found ourselves in an emergency. So now I have to assume he's being honest about that. I just laughed and said, wow, and even apologized for stumbling across the first wad. As far as I know, he has other stashes, but I was too embarrassed to ask. Thanks for talking about this on your show. I love my boys with a Z in the morning.
So a good ending on that. He was saving it for kind of a surprise.
Well, he's saving it for an emergency.
Something, yeah, an emergency. Like, we got you. I got you covered.
21 grand worth.
I remember all the calls for this story, this email, of the people saying, oh, no, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a sad chick, and he's going to leave you. And no.
When she brought it up, he didn't hesitate to show her all the other
cash.
He's
like, all right, you found it. I'll show you the rest.
Because a wad of 6,300 could signal something dark and underhanded, right?
Sure.
But if he's got three separate cash stashes of that much money,
he's just a cash hoarder.
It sounds much more believable that he is an emergency planner.
Absolutely, yes. There's no sneaky business going on, it sounds like.
You know, if they, like Jeremy talks about the grid going down, you know, an apocalyptic ending.
You
know, he'll have money to buy stuff on the black
market.
Some
beans. He can have beans now. Well done, sir.
You like that ending?
Good. Yes. Thank you for the follow-up. Yeah. Love that.